So we understand that as of the 8th of June, News Corp will be launching this new online title, the Canberra Star. What do you reckon?
Well, there's a few ways to look at it. I think it's good for journalism on the face of it. I'm always in support of more journalists getting more jobs. It's good for Canberra, on the face of it, and you've got to, the proof of the pudding with everything is always in the eating, of course, but on the face of it, it's good for Canberra. Why not have some sort of more competition in the Canberra market? Why not have another company putting some money into Canberra and giving readers and advertisers different new options? Why not? I think that's all good. I think we should see this in the terms of the timing. As last time we spoke, we were talking about the purchase by Anthony Catalano and his group of the Canberra Times and 150-odd other titles. I find it hard to think that this isn't some sort of strategic move that's been prompted by the Catalano move. That's possibly a good thing, but I'm just saying it's a strategic move. I would imagine some of your readers, some of your listeners might have noticed at the weekend receiving an agricultural magazine. It's, again, is it any surprise that Anthony Catalano has now got hold of the land and lots of other regional and rural magazines and newspapers? So, again, I think this is News Corp sort of taking the fight up to Catalano and any other new entrants. So it's a bit like your 1964 set. The newspaper war is alive in Canberra.
And hot. The hot war, my goodness. What is the strategy here, do you think, Peter Frey, from News Corp's perspective, though? As you say, obviously, Anthony Catalano getting into Canberra, which he's called, the Canberra Times, he's called the jewel in the crown of this new acquisition for him. Where is the strategy for News Corp in going head-to-head in what is still a comparatively smaller and certainly traditionally one paper town like Canberra?
Well, I'm assuming that the News Corp analysis of Catalano's intentions, and I'm not privy to any inside gossip on any of those fronts, but it would seem, having been the publisher of the Sydney Morning Herald, you kind of look at it and go, well, Catalano could join together the what has Catalano done in the past? Well, he's made great success out of Domain and prior to that, a smaller scale thing in Melbourne, the Melbourne Weekly Group. So was he planning to join together, if you like, the purchasing power or the eyeballs of Canberra, Newcastle, Wollongong, Ballarat, Bendigo, what have you, and sort of recreate a kind of real estate market there? And is therefore News going, hang on, that could be a threat to realestate.com. That's we make considerable amount of money out of that. So, as I say, it's a strategic market move in terms of that. It could be that News has looked at the journalistic side and went, oh, yes, there is a gap in the market here for what, so remembering also that News is going in as a digital-only play, which is considerably cheaper to do than, running a newspaper, as we all know. So, again, so is it possibly a low-cost strategic move, defensive move by News Corp against Catalano?
And it's also interesting to note at this age, we have asked, but we don't yet know how many journalists may be involved. So certainly already a lot of a much cheaper operation because it is online only. It may only be one, two handful of journalists. We have absolutely no idea at this stage, but certainly planning to launch next month. So presumably reasonably quickly we'll get some idea.
I guess we will. I mean, the other thing to say, of course, is that News has a lot of content.
Yeah.
A lot of back-end content that is broadly generic. So,
but if it is to deliver, as the statement from News Corp suggests, local news, local people giving Canberra a trusted, true local news source, there's a lot of locals in that sentence.
A lot of locals, and I will, and we all know, and on a daily basis, and I know from my many times I've lived in Canberra, that the Canberra audience is very discerning, that the Canberra audience, is very smart. Canberra audience is broadly on the progressive side of politics. Mm. It may not take to Murdoch. I mean, I would also say that there are a lot of people who vote Liberal in Canberra, by the way, but there are, so those dynamics, this isn't a place for any, the Canberra audience is smart, it's savvy, it knows which way is up, and it'll know if it's being promised local and being given, you know, generic content, then it won't. It ain't local.
And that reputation question has already been raised by Gary with us on 0467 922 666. Gary says a digital news outlet for Canberra sounds good, but Murdoch nowadays has a reputation for bias. I already get my Canberra digital news from the ABC. I'll stick with that. So we'll see how widespread that attitude might be. By the way, we're speaking with Peter Frey on ABC Radio Canberra this evening. He's co-director with the Centre for Media Transition at UTS in Sydney. He's also a former editor of the Canberra Times and deputy editor, formerly as well, of the Australian newspaper, which was originally launched here. The audience is, or the readership is one side of this, of course, Peter Frey. The other side of the equation is the advertising revenue. Is there enough in a town like Canberra to support two quote-unquote papers?
Well, Canberra's been very robust this last, you know, 5 to 10 years. You know, I live in Sydney and, you know, Sydney's a struggle and Sydney's a very competitive market, and the Sydney real estate market, for instance, as everyone knows, has had a pretty tough time the last few years. Canberra has, you know, has got a steady income. I think there is possibly pockets of Canberra and advertisers in Canberra who are looking for another option, a place to park their money. I mean, that's the problem. One of the issues we have in the news media game these days on the revenue side is there are lots of places to put your money. That means the pie may be bigger, but the slices you get of it are smaller. Mm. Now, Murdoch coming in is... They'll have a revenue strategy. They'll have some ideas. They'll probably undercut the price that's been offered from the Canberra Times. So they will be very competitive, and news will be offering some sort of value around scale. You know, eyeballs. Yes, you get your Canberra eyeballs, but maybe there's, you know, a more regional play going on here as well. I mean, we'll wait to see about that. But so there'll be ways and ways they'll slice it. It. You know, I mean, one thing we all know about Rupert Murdoch, that he isn't a charity.
And on that exact note, we've just come through a federal election campaign where some elements of the News Corp press have seen a lot of criticism for the sort of campaigning journalism that they've been perceived to be doing by some in the community, particularly against the Labor Party. In this very sort of Labor town, do you think that there could be an ideological motivation in this for News Corp as well?
It's very hard to say. Mm. I would think not. I mean, I think the one of the ways to answer that question is if you look what happened in Melbourne during the campaign. So when the Daily Telegraph in Sydney was running Mother of Invention, talking about Bill Shorten's mum, the Herald Sun in Melbourne wasn't doing anything of the sort. So I think that sort of, you know, they're playing it harder, if you like, in Brisbane and Sydney, and they're playing it softer in Melbourne and Adelaide. Now, I would put, not saying in any way that Canberra's soft, by the way, but I don't think it's an ideological play. But, you know, on the June 8th, we'll find out. And I'll also say this, that it's harder in a pure digital environment to do that. It's not impossible, but in a pure digital environment, as you know and as your listeners would know, things move really quickly. So what makes, you know, tabloid newspapers still kind of, you know, when they want to shock, is the nature that there kind of is a level of permanence there. You know, this masthead falls on the table and there's this screaming headline on it, Mother of Invention. It's very different in the digital space.
Mm. Finally, I want, and I realise I'm asking you to sort of, you know, do a bit of mental analysis from a distance on this one, Peter Frey, but it is, of course, not the first foray into Canberra for Rupert Murdoch, who, as we've said, launched the Australian newspaper here in 1964. Do you reckon there is an element of unfinished business for Mr. Murdoch?
Yeah, that's not a crazy thought. I mean, yeah, look, Rupert Murdoch will not be running News Corp forever. And there may well be a time when he, you know, wants to jump in the yacht and sail off with Jerry Hall as is his wont. So he may be thinking that there is a bit of unfinished business here. But I would say this: I don't think Rupert Murdoch is a sentimental man.
Peter Frey, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your perspective today.
See you.
Thank you. Peter Frey, who is co-director of the Centre for Media Transition at UTS. He's also a former editor of the Canberra Times, former deputy editor of the Australian newspaper, talking to us on the News Confirmed today. that News Corporation is coming to Canberra. In a statement from News Corp that we received here at ABC Radio Canberra earlier today, News Corp says that this is following for them the recent success of two new online news brands in Sydney and the Illawarra, the St George Shire Standard and the Illawarra Star. And so they're confirming that they will be launching the local news site here in Canberra next month on the 8th of June, we understand. And it says, News Corp, according to News Corp's statement, that it will focus on local news and local people, giving Canberra a trusted, true local news source dedicated to the local important everyday issues that matter most to the local community. That's five locals. So I think that's probably a good suggestion of the target for that new enterprise.